Hello, everyone. Joining us today, Packer Hall of Famer, his oldness, Lynn Dickey. And Lynn, let's start at the end. What's going on in your life right now? What's keeping Lynn Dickey busy?
Well, I work for a company out of based in Milwaukee. It's called ServeU. It's a pharmacy benefit management company. If you'd asked me 30 years ago if I'd ever been in the pharmacy business, I'd said you're crazy. Of course, I said you were crazy many times anyway, but it's amazing what we end up doing later in our lives. But that's what I'm doing today. Watch some grandkids grow up and everything's good.
Lynn, going back to your playing time here, in particular, I guess the 82 season, went to the playoffs that year. What do you remember about not only that season, but that time, that early 80s period?
After being in the game, I guess at that point, I already had been in for 10, 11 years. And I remember thinking, even today, thinking, I'm still learning a lot of stuff. And I think that was because Bob Schnelker came in as our offensive coordinator. And I thought, at this age, I should have known this stuff already, but I didn't. And he made sure, he pounded it into our heads, and that I did learn it. And I think that helped our team expand, too, at that in that era. That particular season of 82, of course, we had the strike, and we missed 8 games that year. And as we would all go down to St. Norbert's and work out that day and watch you play basketball, he fouls a lot, folks, I can tell you that. But, that was interesting to learn a lot about our teammates. You see them in a certain element playing football all the time, and then we were all of a sudden out of our element playing basketball and working out on our own. And there were so many guys that I had no idea had the physical talent, athletic talent, that I found out that year. But that was a fun time of my life. That was really, as I look back, I'm not sure many guys enjoy it at the time. And any young player now, I would tell, boy, enjoy this while you're doing it, because it doesn't last forever. And I think we did. I think we enjoyed it quite a bit at that phase of our lives.
Lynn, I've said it privately, I've said it on the air, that you're the most accurate long thrower, deep thrower I've ever seen. And I'm wondering, was that a natural thing or a developed thing? Because we played, it wasn't just dinking and dunking. It was going for the home runs, and you could hit them.
Yeah. I think it's a little of both. I remember being able to throw long passes in high school and being very accurate at doing it. And so I worked at it too, but a lot of it just, I had a feel for it, I guess. It just came kind of natural. You're right, I'm looking back at the yards per attempt stat that is still going today. And that 83 season, after our 82 season, but the 83 season, I think it was over 10 yards per attempt, and which is unheard of, I guess, today. And I don't know what the record is, but I think I finished that 83 season in the high nines anyway. But you're right, there's no way a guy like James Lofton averages like 21 yards a per catch unless you throw the ball downfield. Now, would I have liked to have been in the systems today, a little more dink and dunk stuff? Yeah, because your risk of interceptions are way down. But back then, we kind of had to do what we had to do. And I remember Bart telling me, don't worry about throwing interceptions. Just throw it downfield, because if we don't score, we're going to lose anyway. So it was that time. But I don't know. I think I got lucky on being able, had a gift to throw that long pass.
Now, if he does it over a long period of time, he may challenge your status as the most accurate long thrower I've ever seen. I'm talking about the current guy, Aaron Rodgers. You look at his game, what do you think? I mean, he put up some incredible numbers last year.
It's been a while since I've seen a guy come in the league that I would say he could be the best of all time. And Aaron is right there. He... He absolutely could do the be the best that ever played the game. And I look at all the few factors here. Number one, I want to know if a guy is smart at the quarterback position, which he obviously is. Smart kid. Does he have arm strength? Which he does. We know that. Is he accurate? He's very accurate. And then add on that he's probably a 4'6", 4'5", 4'6", guy running the football and getting away from the rush, which obviously I could never do. He's got the whole package. And I don't know that I've seen a guy, you know, you take Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, neither one of them are mobile, you know, but great players and as they are. But you add in the mobility factor of Aaron, I think he's got a chance to staying healthy to be the best quarterback of all times. I really do.